Well, as I mentioned a little earlier in the program, my guest tonight is Steve Grandinetti. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Steve is from Port Townsend, Washington, another one of the towns in Washington. What's going on over there? That place is crazy.
It's been pretty busy. We had the Wooden Boat Festival this weekend. I performed on Friday. It was more busy than it's ever been. That's what they keep saying each year.
Well, the crazy deal is, too, over in Port Townsend, like this week it's the Wooden Boat Show. Next week it'll be the Jello Carving Contest and the weekend after that. And it's just great. Every weekend's a big deal over there.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm glad you escaped and came over here. Now, you got a new CD out. Tell people a little bit about it.
I'm real excited about this one. This is my fourth album. It is called My American Heart. There's 23 tracks. There's 17 original songs. I got to include some of my drum compositions on this one as well. So it's a nice mix, and it's cohesive.
Okay, and part of the thing is you seem to have a new recording partner. Do you want to tell us about the guy standing over
here? He's standing here with us. This is one of my young... one of my young Turks, as I like to refer to him. I've had a lot of people come through my school of music, and Ray is probably one of the most intelligent people I know, and tech savvy beyond. So he's just been fantastic. Ray Wainwright, I give him a lot of love and thanks for all his help.
Okay, well, I tell you what, the first thing we're going to do here is rip right on into the album.
Cool.
Okay, so the album is called My American Heart. And the first song is a real cheery one entitled Till the Day That I Die. What encouraged you to write this one?
Well, it is in fact, really is more positive than the dying part. It's a love song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Watch the sunrise from my window. Scarlet ribbon clouds splatter the sky. I love the dawn. It's the morning that makes me cry. Oh, I love you. Yes, I love you. And I will love you till the day that I die. Till the day that I die. Till the day that I die. Walk the sidewalks of my hometown. Carbon-based life forms fill my eyes. I love humanity, it's the people that make me sigh. Oh, I love you, yes, I love you. And I will love you till the day that I die. Till the day that I die. Till the day that I die. From the inside, swirling harmony fills my head. I love the rhythm, it's the feeling that makes me fly. Oh, I love you, yes, I love you, and I will love you till the day that I die. 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 Till the day that I die.
Well, there we go, Steve Grandinetti. All right. Well, that's it's kind of interesting to listen to this one, and you really can tell that you got somebody running the boards and knows what he's doing. That's kind of cool. So you do all the instruments on this one?
Every single instrument you hear is me playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the proverbial kind of one-man band sort of thing. how did you come up with so much new material?
God, I just keep writing. I told you last time I've had a backlog, and so now, you know, I've released three albums in the past year, so I'm catching up. And these are songs that I've written just in the past year or so. It just keeps happening. I can't stop the flow.
Can't stop it. Well, I tell you what, we got kind of an interesting thing. We're kind of going into the title song, actually, of the album here. And it's going to start in a kind of an interesting fashion, but I'm assuming that the way it starts isn't something you did.
This is right. This is the only time I've used a sample, so to speak.
Okay. So anyway, this is going to be kind of interesting. This is the title song to the album, My American Heart, but it starts out something like this.
You know, this used to be a hell of a good country. I can't understand what's going on with it. Man, anybody got chicken, that's what happened. Hey, we can't even get into, like, a second-rate hotel. I mean, a second-rate motel, you dig? They think we're going to cut their throat or something, man. Like, they're scared, man. Oh, they're not scared of you. They're scared of what you represent to them. Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. Oh, no. What you represent to them is freedom. What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things. I mean, it's real hard to be free when you are bought and sold in the marketplace. Of course, don't ever tell anybody that they're not free, because then they're going to get real busy killing and maiming to prove to you that they are. Oh, yeah, they're going to talk to you and talk to you and talk to you about individual freedom. But they see a free individual, it's going to scare them. No, well, don't make them running scared. No, it makes them dangerous.
Specks of dust, the human race losing face in the global eye, watching society about to die, and it breaks my American heart. Breaks my American heart. Breaks my American heart to watch my country fall apart. Watch my country fall apart. Decline, totally ignoring the divine, worried minds and rampant fear, drawing disaster ever near, and it breaks my American heart. Yes, it breaks my American heart. Oh, it breaks my American heart to watch my country fall apart. Watch my country fall apart. Dying on the vine, seven swords remind, all fears are in the mind. We're running out of time, we're dying on the vine, seven swords remind,
fears are of the mind, and it breaks my American heart. Yes, it breaks my American heart. Yes, it breaks our American heart. To watch this country fall apart. Watch this country fall apart. Watch our country fall apart.
Okay, well, I thought Till the Day That I Die was going to be the depressing song on the on the album, but I think it just got beat out by my American heart.
Yeah, it's a heavy topic. I know. That's the way the world is. I can't help it.
So, well, I mean, just between you and me, you kind of think the place is going to heck in a handbasket.
It seems pretty bad.
Yeah, it does seem pretty bad. Here's my prediction. Pretty soon Comcast will own everything. It's just kind of going that way. Okay. Well, the next song seems rather appropriate at this moment.
Yes.
Steve Grandinetti, my guest. By the way, you're listening to Locals only on Classic Rock 92.9 KISM. And I have a sponsor, Steve, which I think is really... Like, sponsorships have been few and far between. Mojo Music Discount is sponsoring the program, and I encourage anybody, go into Mojo Music Discount and tell the guys what great people you think they are. I mean, even if you don't know them, just go in there and tell them. So, we have another song here called Don't Let It Bring You Down. Now, is this a song that you wrote right after writing My American Heart?
They go together, that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
It's the antidote.
Okay, well, let's check it out.
Don't let it bring you down. 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 Watching my life passing by, there ain't no sun in the darkening sky. Who am I to ever wonder why? Everything born must eventually die. You can put your faith in heaven above. You can put your faith in this earth's green love. You can stomp your feet, curse the light, but still you're gonna have to pass into the night. So don't let it bring you down. Face. Ain't no peace in this troubled place. But who am I to ever question why? Everything born must eventually die. You can put your faith in heaven above. You can put your faith in this earth's green love. You can stomp your feet and curse the light. But still you're gonna have to pass into the night. Don't let it bring you down. 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 Don't let them.
Steve Grandinetti, my guest tonight. Steve, you almost let me go right over the end of that song, for crying out loud.
Sorry, dude.
Gotta quit doing stuff like that.
We're having too much fun in here.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Steve Grandinetti, my guest tonight. And Steve, a guy from the Port Townsend area, which is crazy because I used to be over there all the time. And I love Port Townsend, but it's kind of like my American heart, a little bit. Yeah. But we won't get into that. You should still, like, if you haven't ever been to Port Townsend, go on over there. You'd have a great time. There's something happening virtually every weekend.
Yes.
Year-round. So that's going on. So have you been getting out and playing much these days, or what's going on there?
Sure. I just keep as busy as I can. Playing some large gigs, you know, playing in Seattle and farmers markets and...
Doing any house parties?
House parties with some cool people in Port Townsend last weekend. We had some great, oh my God, these people live on the water. The view was amazing. It was just like heaven. It was just great playing outside and having some really nice
and good weather like we've had all summer long.
Great summer.
No hurricanes, anything like that.
That's right. I did get rained out of a couple of gigs, though.
Did you? All right. Well, I tell you what, I'd like to play some more of the music here. This next one says something about it. It says, "Let It Go," and then it has... in parentheses, which maybe I put in there myself.
No, that's right. Is the that birthday right?
Song. It says the birthday song.
I wrote this last summer at a private party for a good friend of mine's birthday. And so it was the birthday song until I figured out what it was about. And so I've just kept that in there.
Okay, well, let's check it out.
Once again, looking back on all that's been, 1 year older, wiser too, still refining what works for you. Lighted candles on your cake, distinguished by the wish you make. Happy birthday, sung with glee by your friends and your family. All your friends, they love you so, and they'll always let you. Let it go. Don't hold on, just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Just let it go. Death day, once again, finding out that there is no end. One life older, wiser too, realizing we're just passing through. Dying flowers on your grave, all you take is the love you gave. Farewell, dear one, set on me by your friends and your family. All your friends, they love you so, and they always let you know. Just let it go. Don't hold on, just let it go. Let it go.
your sorrow. You're only here today, then you're gone tomorrow. Don't own anything, we only borrow. So let it go.
Well, there we go, Mr. Steve Grandinetti tonight on Locals Only. You're listening to Locals Only on Classic Rock 92.9 KISM, the program that features musicians and their music from our listening area every Sunday night from 7 till 8. Well, we got time for another song here.
Oh.
And so I think we kind of pull things together.
Bonus.
So you haven't really got anything planned. When are you going to play in Bellingham?
God, I want to play in Bellingham. I did the Bite of Bellingham 2011, and I was hoping to come back again. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hey, Bellingham, book me. I'm awesome.
Okay, there you go. Give the guy a shot. Well, I tell you what, I think this next song probably to one degree or another probably sums up a lot of your problems. So
this is my one humor song here.
Okay,
here you go.
Let's check it out.
Well, I'd rather get stoned. Well, I'd rather get stoned. Well, I'd rather get stoned than do most anything at all, except make love, play music, or watch TV, eat and drink, or climb a tree. They're all so much better, can't you see? When you get stoned, when you get stoned, when you get stoned, it's much better that way.
Steve Grandinetti, my guest tonight on Locals Only. Well, it's good to have you back on the program.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me back.
And I'm glad to hear you're still out there, you know, going for it and doing the whole thing. Well, anyway, Steve Grandinetti, my guest from Port Townsend over on the Olympic Peninsula, and always a fun guy to have on the show. Anyway, glad to have you in here today.
Thanks, Spooner.
All right, I tell you what. Well, that was kind of a fun interlude, and I'm going to be right back with more great music from the Northwest, so stick around.